This is attorney Larry Rowe. Question: why would you take a local auto crash case to a huge out-of-state law firm? Be smart, stay local, and visit me at LarryLRowe.com.
And opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 580 WCHS, its employees, or WVRC Media. 580 Live is presented by Thornhill Automotive and is broadcast live from the Parmar Stores studio. From the studios of West Virginia Radio Corporation, the country, the United States of America, the state, West Virginia, the city, Charleston, this is 580 Live. And your host of 580 Live.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
He's kind of a big deal.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Dave Allen.
Hey, folks, good Friday morning to you. It's 580 Live at Voice Charleston WCHS. Here's Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text, 304-935-5008. Caitlin Murphy serving as our producer today. It's Friday, so you know what Friday means. We like to have a little fun on Fridays. We've got Hannah, our good friend from the Kanawha Charleston Humane Association, who's going to join us with our Taylor Books 580 Live Pet of the Week, brought to you by the good folks at Taylor Books. We got that going on. Jim Strong's going to stop by to talk live on the levee. But before we get to that, we got a traffic situation we need to alert you to. Jeff Jenkins from the newsroom is with us. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, man.
Good.
What you got?
So there was a wreck, a tractor-trailer wreck, so it's northbound I-77 before Eden's Fork. So just before Eden's Fork, about a mile before Eden's Fork, and it's the whole road there northbound. So both lanes are closed. It's going to take them a little bit to get that wreckage out of the way. So what they've done is they've diverted traffic. So anything heading north out of Charleston, so any traffic that's coming through here, it's going to Ripley or Parkersburg or Ohio.
Anywhere.
I-77 north, they're diverting it right now to I-79 north. So that's a little bit out of the way.
Yeah.
but they had hoped to maybe get a shoulder open as soon as they can, so they at least get it moving a little bit. Now, locals could take Route 21, Sissonville Drive, and get up into Sissonville that way, and then, you know, get on I-77 at one of a number of exits there, or entrance ramps there, so you can take Sissonville Drive, Route 21, out of Charleston, out of the west side of Charleston, and go up that way to kind of get around that. But for right now, it's closed, and so there's going to be a backup there, and that'll back up all the way. You know, that's backed up all the way through Charleston.
Any estimated time on that?
I think it's going to take a while. It looks like
a while.
I see some photos. They said at least a couple of hours. That's kind of all they said.
Okay.
We'll keep watching it.
All right, Jeff. I appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, man.
We'll keep you updated throughout the day on WCHSnetwork.com and all of our social media outposts as well. So, Jeff, we do appreciate you for that. Let's bring in our good friend Hannah from the Kanawha Charleston Humane Association. And it is our 580 Live Taylor Books Pet of the Week, brought to you by the folks at Taylor Books. Hannah, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing fine. And I'm going to introduce you to a couple of people that I don't know that you have had the pleasure of meeting before. On Fridays, we do this thing we call Friday Funhouse, and some things got to get changed, moved around. But I am glad to have with me in studio this morning fellow animal lovers, my good friends, BT Brian Thompson. Brian, say hello to Hannah.
Hello, Hannah.
Hello.
And also the lovely and talented, making a return to 580 Live on Friday, Miss Amanda.
I need some kind of drum roll, but hello, Hannah.
Hi.
All right, so here in the pictures posted at on the Twitter and on Facebook, Dave Allen Radio, and also at Dave A70, the dog's name is Scuba Steve.
I'm in love with this dog.
He is 4 years old and loves attention. Tell us more, Hannah, about Scuba Steve, but I have to ask, where does the name come from?
Honestly, I am not sure. They were laughing about it in intake. I'm not sure where it comes from. But I do know that he is the absolute sweetest boy. He is about 4 years old, maybe four or five, but they have him listed as four. He's already fixed, so he is ready to go home with you. I'm pretty sure he has all his vaccinations as well. So, again, he's ready to go home. He is really, really laid back, but when he came to us last month, the end of last month, he came as a stray, and he had some wounds on him. It may have looked like maybe he got into a dog fight or something. So he currently has a couple stitches on his face, and his back, I think, is where the other one is. So he has not been tried in our play groups yet until that is healed. But anybody is more than welcome to come up here, and if they want to do a meet and greet with their own animal, they are more than welcome to do so.
He's got the cutest slobbers in boxers. That picture.
Boxers are my absolute favorite dogs. Yeah.
Why is it cute, Amanda? Why is it cute when the dog slobbers, but it's not cute when I slobber?
Do you really need an answer to that?
Yeah. Yeah, he's just sitting there all cute with his little chest out, and he's got this little dribble in his little cheek.
Yes, he is so cute.
Oh my God.
And again, if you want to see the picture we're talking about, just go. It's on Dave Allen Radio on Facebook and at Dave870 on Twitter. And you said the dog loves a good back scratch. Well, don't we all? Yes. Don't we all?
My dog is a boxador. If they would get along, they could be the bestest of friends.
And so we don't know yet how he is. As you said, you haven't been able, because of his injuries, you haven't been able to try him out in play groups with other dogs. So we don't know exactly how he is as of yet, right?
Right. They are planning on doing it either, not this weekend because our animal behaviors isn't here, but probably the beginning of next week, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So we should hear something, and we can, if anybody has any questions, they can always call us. And if they want to do a meet and greet, like I said, we can. It would just be one-on-one with Scuba Steve and your dog.
So what exactly goes into these meet and greets? You said there's an animal behaviorist that comes in. I mean, this was all kind of new to me. What exactly goes into the play groups to see if they are compatible with playing with other dogs or being with other dogs? So what exactly goes into it?
Yeah, so our meet and greets is what we call them. Is so you are more than welcome to bring your own animal up here to meet with one of the animals up here, just as long as we already know that they would be possibly okay with other dogs, because we try them out in play groups and stuff. But our animal behaviorist, her name is Julie. She is the one who has her master's in all of the behavior for animals, and she knows how to do trainings and stuff for them. But she does it here for the shelter, just so that way we can space all of the dogs out in different groups based on their behavior, based on if they're dog friendly, if they're not dog friendly, if they're small dog friendly, and stuff like that.
What about cat friendly?
Yeah, no, we don't test the cats.
So I have three cats.
We don't do that anymore.
So we don't know whether Scuba Steve would be good with cats, right?
Yeah, we're not sure if, unless somebody surrenders the animal to us, we usually are not sure.
Yeah,
if
there's no way of knowing. Yeah, there's no way of knowing. But and we don't even. You talked about his injuries. It obviously looked like he was in some sort of a dog fight. What kind of injuries did he have? But he has recovered nicely from those injuries. We do want to say that, right?
Oh yeah. They're basically gone. He just has to get the little stitches taken out. But yeah, he had. I think there was two little places. His eye is a little messed up, but other than that, he really, honestly, our vet had put on his profile that his eye looks better. That was on the 7th of this month. He had some stuff going on in his ear, but that is pretty much gone now. Everything that was on him that looked kind of bad whenever he first came in here is healing right on track, and he is doing perfectly fine.
He's precious.
Yeah, he's a good-looking dog. I mean, he really, really is. I think I sent BT the picture yesterday, and I think we could probably work on BT to see if we could.
Well, I was actually just telling my girlfriend that, I want to find a boxer, not from a breeder. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I don't want to pay $2,000 for a dog.
Well, thank you for not going to breeders because they're evil. But go ahead.
It's difficult. even when you go to a boxer rescue, there's a very tedious process involved there, and so for a stray to just show up,
obviously got some boxer in him, Hannah. You're the expert on this, not me. I mean, is he?
He's mostly boxer.
Mostly
I'm
boxer.
Guessing.
I mean, that's based on the picture, Hannah. Would you agree with that?
Oh yeah, he's an older one. Like I said, about 4 or 5. I would say he's know.
The thing with boxers, though, is they stay puppies until they're like 10 years old.
Yeah, they do.
They don't lose that energy. I mean, it's like,
I will say that. We had him in the back office with us the other day, the past couple of days. Today we have somebody else in here. He's new. I'm not sure exactly who it is yet, but the past couple of days we had Scuba Steve in here.
And
he, he sits for treats. He listens really well, but he does have a playful streak in him.
Dave sits for treats.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true.
He does.
What else is going on at the shelter? I know I try to keep up with your Facebook posts. You guys do a wonderful job on your social media, by the way, and I try to share everything you do on Dave Allen Radio. But what else you got going on at the shelter?
Okay, so we have the slumber potty that we're having going on currently, where anybody can come up and they can foster an animal for a night or two. Any available adoptable animal. So any animal that's on stray hold or medical treatment or anything like that can't go to foster, but all of our available adoptable animals, and you're welcome to come up here and walk through the kennels and say, hey, you know, tell me about this one. I want to foster it for a night or two. So we're doing that. It just gives them a chance to get out, you know, get a chance to go get some French fries from McDonald's or something.
And it's a great way to save somebody a lot of guilt that wants to take a dog home, but it may not be a good fit in their home because it happens so often. How often
want to adopt?
How often does somebody bring an animal back there because it's just not working out?
Yeah, it happened actually with one of ours that we featured, one of the first couple of ones we featured, and unfortunately they had to bring the dog back. But that dog has been adopted again, right. If I understand.
Well, and this is just a genius program because it lets you see if it's going to work out. My wife called it
the best marketing she'd ever seen.
It really is. It is.
A question about this, like having animals, many myself.
You just want to have an animal slumber party. I
do. I can't help it. Just like everybody piling. I just need to put a mattress on the floor and just like everybody just piling. Dogs, cats. Stop it, Dave. Anywho, so like my animals, cats, dogs, whatever. Do I have to worry about if I would come up and want to foster one of these dogs or whatever for a few nights or however long, would I have to worry about any doggy transmittable
any illnesses
or anything like that when I would bring them home?
So if they have any sicknesses or illnesses or anything like that, we do tell you up front if they have medications that they have to go home with, we will give those to you for the night or two. But usually if they're on any kind of medical treatment that is transmittable, we will keep them here and we will refer you to somebody else who's dog friendly and cat friendly and that we know of. That
awesome.
Would be
awesome.
A good fit. But we, of course, we advise caution with the ones that we have not tried yet, because you could take them home and they could do well in somebody else's house, but not do well in your house. You know, it's different.
Some
for
people just aren't animal people. Absolutely.
Scuba Steve isn't available for slumber parties yet. He's got to heal up a little bit.
I love this concept.
Hey, Hannah, I always appreciate you coming on. And again, if you want to see the picture of Scuba Steve, he is posted to Dave Allen Radio on Facebook, and he's also on my Twitter page at Dave870. Hannah, I appreciate you very much, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks a lot.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right, and it's Hannah from the Kanawha Charleston Humane Association. Again, recapping, the dog's name is Scuba Steve. He's 4 years old, loves attention, loves back scratches. Apparently, he walks very well on a leash. He's fixed. He's ready to go home. He did have some injuries, apparently, from a dog fight. Those are healing up nicely. He does have some stitches that will have to be removed, but it's nothing long-term or anything like that.
Yeah,
so
go look at that slobber bubble and see if you can adopt that dog.
Yeah.
I mean, Amanda was immediately drawn to the slobber. So that is our 580 Live Adopt Me Please Pet of the Week. Sponsored by Taylor Books. Taylor Books with thousands of books for all ages, plus fine art, a craft gallery, cafe, live music from time to time, too. If you need more information, stop by and see them at 226 Capitol Street in downtown Charleston, or just visit taylorbooks.com. It's Friday Funhouse. BT, Amanda are here. Caitlin Murphy, our producer, is here. And Jim Strawn is going to talk live on the levee when we come back. It's 580 Live from the Parmar Store Studio. On the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses want to thank you for supporting local small businesses.
Out with the old, in with the new. Your fresh start is waiting this spring on the Thornhill Motor Mile. Spring into savings at Thornhill GM Superstore and tag your new 2022 Buick SUV.
Featuring Encore, Encore GX, Envision, and Enclave.
With available 0% APR on these and most GMC models.
For well-qualified buyers.
Swing into spring with safety, performance, and luxury for all lifestyles. Well-equipped with our Thornhill Value Plus warranty. Long-term coverage plus. Tag your ride. Shop all qualifying offers and get to know the new Buick and GMC at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com. We are professional grade.
For qualified through GM Financial, see Thornhill for all details.
If you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, then check out RX by Tell on Charleston's west side. Of course, they'll fill your prescriptions the old-fashioned way, but they also have RX by Pack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple daily doses, perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions, eliminating possibilities for serious errors. No longer will you need to spend hours every week filling your pill minder. RX by Tell does that for free with RX by Pack. Visit RX by Tell on the west side today. They're your neighborhood pharmacy.
Some X's are a real pain in the backside, but Omega Commercial Interiors has the X that's all about stress-free comfort. Hi, I'm David McCormick, owner of Omega Commercial Interiors, and I'm talking about the amazing X chair. Infinite recline, dynamic variable lumbar support, and available heat and massage make the X chair a customer favorite. Omega Commercial Interiors has X chairs in stock and ready to ship. The X chair is the X you'll love to see every day. Learn more at OmegaCommercialInteriors.com.
Taylor Books, a place of exploration for over 27 years, featuring literature for all ages, fresh food and coffee, fine art and craft gallery, and live music every weekend. The current art exhibit is a retrospective of the 30-year career of Roane County potter Joe Lung, with over 80 examples of his meticulously crafted black and white porcelain pots. June has great live music performers on Friday and Saturday evenings, and Saturday mornings at 10:30, they offer storytime fun, too. See more online at taylorbooks.com.
Presented by RX by Tell Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX by Pack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytell.com.
9:24, festival heading into the final weekend. Among the activities starting at 9, lasting through the day, the Dizzy Dock Balloon Sculptures at the Coliseum and Convention Center. Of course, live on the levee tonight, Jim Strawn standing by. We'll talk to him about that in a couple of moments. You got the Capitol Street Art Fair going on, including kids' art, wine and jazz festival, of course, music, all the stuff going on, and a mountain stage at the Cultural Center with James McMurtry. I'm a huge fan of his. He's going to be playing at Mountain Stage at the Cultural Center on Saturday night, all part of festival. Jim Strawn's going to talk a little live on the levee. Didn't know when you came in to do your weekly segment live on the levee that you were going to have these animals in with you.
The animals are here.
The animals
are
here.
The gang is back together.
Not just Scuba Steve. I'm talking
Scuba Steve, yeah. The four-year-old, right?
Yeah. We got,
who loves back scratches and got a little limp, maybe. I don't know. I heard a little bit of it.
And slobbers.
Yeah, that Amanda likes those wet kisses thingy. That's what I understand. I've heard.
Tell us about your adventure before we get in live on the levee. Tell us about your adventure. This past weekend.
I had an adventure last Saturday. I got a phone call from Councilwoman and Development Director Jennifer Farr, we all know and love. She works with the YWCA. And then Deb Weinstein called me and said, Jimmy, we'd love to have you go over the edge. I went, I'll let you know. I didn't answer right away. I did not answer right away. And I said, called her back and I said, I'd be happy to, because you folks have asked me, and it's for the equality, it's for the racial elimination. It is just a good charity. And I'm scared to death of heights, and I said I would do it. And as I walked there down Summer Street and looked up at the building, I was nervous, can't do this. But then everybody kept doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it. And I kept watching them going, how are they doing that? And I was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I was one of the final victims, people to go down. And I didn't. Dave, I never really actually looked down. Mm-hmm. You step backwards and you trust the process. You trust those wonderful, caring, understanding, compassionate people who have so loved what they did. The folks from Over the Edge, a Canadian company doing this all over the nation. But they were spectacular with their patience level and explaining things to you. And at one time they said, okay, just put your leg straight out. And I did, and I slid straight back and my tush landed right on the platform with my back against 211 feet straight down. And I go, whoa. And I said something that I I slipped something.
But that you can't say on radio.
It was not bad, but it was not normal what Jimmy Strawn says, and I said it. And then I go, oh, no, put your feet on the edge of the building and then straighten your legs out. And I went, that's when the pucker, and you do it. And then they go, okay, you're on your own. And my mother was there, 84 years old, bless her heart, just at the bottom of the building where she used to work, and I could hear her. And it was a little bit of squealing, a little bit of crying, a little bit of, Jimmy, hurry up and get down here. And even a little bit later, she said, Jimmy, you went down faster than anybody. I go, Mom, you know why? My feet wanted to hit that ground so bad. I had a GoPro on, and they said, whatever you do, at least go sideways a couple of times. You can't hear anything, but look to your left and look to your right a couple of times down instead of just having a GoPro of your reflection in the mirror window.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that would have been sexy, right? Not. So I did that a few times, but I never actually peeked down. Mm-hmm. I guess it took me about 2.5 minutes.
That's what I was going to ask you. How long
about 2.5. Somebody videoed. That's the only way I know. It felt like 2.5 hours.
I was going to say.
No. It felt like forever.
Did it feel longer than 2.5 minutes, or did it feel shorter than 2.5 minutes?
It felt very long. I kept, where's the bottom? My hand was burning. I couldn't talk because I was so dry. I go, do you want some gum? I go, I don't need gum. I need water. And they had no water. It was just bone dry, like the desert, my mouth. Mm-hmm. And my hand started burning, and I just scurried down. And there was a few comments about, the little gerbil coming down off the thing. And it just, is that a little mouse up there? Mm-hmm. I mean, I scurried down really quickly. I wanted to get to the bottom. But I did it for the cause. I love the YWCA. I love me some Deb. I love me some Jennifer. If you ask me, would I do it again next year or another time, the answer is I have no idea, but more than likely for the cause. I do things for the cause and to help eliminate racism.
That's need a proxy gym. That's what you need.
A proxy, yeah.
Proxy gym.
Proxy gym. I need one.
Like a doppelganger that you can send out.
Or like a stunt double.
Yeah, exactly.
Mine was always Michael J. Fox, and he and I are both about the same age. And, of course, I love him very, very, very much, and met him a few times and helped him raise money for his Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's research. But, quite frankly, folks, I mean, he was always my – I was a Family Ties guy. Alex B. Keaton guy. I had little I had the hair. I had the height. I had the mannerisms.
Yeah, yeah.
But now we're both getting up there and age, and his Parkinson's might not allow him to do that. But I like that. I do need a stunt double. I need some, what do you call those, the clones, too. I could use a few clones running around.
I did some squats.
Clones are dangerous, though, because they think too much like you and you're going to wind up, fighting each other.
We could send Amanda.
If I did some squats.
Here's a question for the Fruit Pharmacy text line. You can better explain it. And person, and they started it because, we don't do politics on Friday. But they texted with a question, and you can answer this. It says, not to get too political, but I seriously don't understand how scaling down a wall is going to help in racism. What am I missing here? Maybe someone can explain it. You can explain it. Go ahead.
Well, the YWCA, that's their mission, to eliminate racism, enhance equality, diversity, and they have a program and a director to work in this arena. And we're not there yet. It's much better than it was 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago. But their mission is to lift people up, lift equality up, lift everyone up, all races, all kinds. And so this was a fundraiser. They actually launched last year, and it was a campaign that they launched, a $1 million campaign to raise money to help with this program. And they announced on Saturday at the press conference at the Truist building that we've hit $2.1 million. Awesome. Saturday was probably a $100,000 fundraiser to put over the top with the fundraiser over the edge. So it was just a unique way to raise money for an amazing cause. So there may not be much of a tie there, but we were raising money to help with the eliminating racism program that the YWCA runs. You're making a mess over
here,
girl.
Well, here's what happened while you were giving that eloquent explanation.
It's all over the place.
Amanda...
Are we 4 years old over here?
Amanda is drinking
something.
Yeah, I don't know what, some sort of a protein drink, and
she's vanilla chai. Bubbles in her vegan milk.
Vanilla chai over here, and she just spilled it all over herself, and all over.
Yeah, it wasn't a spill. It was more of a malfunction.
It was a mouth malfunction.
I showered earlier with water. Now I've showered with some vanilla chai.
And so I've got, so BT's over here walking behind me trying to find something.
He finds
something back here in this cabinet that I think is a roll of toilet paper that's been here since the Truman administration, and he brings it over. And I said, I was trying to point at you and say, go see Caitlin. Caitlin probably has some paper towels or actual paper towels in there.
And so, I'm seeing all this. I'm witnessing all this. I see you. I see B. I see Amanda. And I'm still just describing what the YWCA is all about.
You're just talking, and we haven't even started talking about live. We didn't know we were having the first annual Miss Amanda wet t-shirt contest in here.
At least you didn't see my face.
I did not see it.
All right.
I was going to get pictures, but then I decided I didn't want to do that.
All right.
What am I here for? I'm here for something else.
Let me follow up. The texter that texted and asked question texted back and said, thank you for the explanation. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk live on Levy.
Yeah, season 18, week number 5. Tonight will be one third of the way through the Moses Auto Group Live Levy. Also part of Festival. You know, the Festival was winding down. I know you've had Mackenzie on a light. Boy, Festival has been fun. So this is the second week for Festival Moses Auto Group Live on the Levy. It should be a really spectacular night as far as weather. You know, we've had some sketchy nights. We've had some nights where we didn't know if it was going to be nice. We haven't got washed out yet. We've actually had 4 really pleasant nights. But I think the threat of some weather and some rain have kept a few people away. Folks,
no excuse tonight.
It's going to start out a little warm, but by 7:30, 8 o'clock, 8:30, it's going to dip down into the 70s. It's going to be a spectacular sunset tonight. I'm looking for a record boats. My record is 157, and that's a record from me standing on the back of the Schoenbaum stage, and I actually can count the boats that I can physically see. The record is 157. Let's try to break that tonight. Hadid Riverfront Park is the place to be tonight, down on the boulevard. Again, week number 5 at 6:30, getting things started. A very local favorite, the Company Stores. Woo! Love the Company
Stores. They
are. I mean, they just got a nice smooth blend. They do all kinds of genres, and rock and folk and Appalachian and blues, and they're Americana. They've got 4, 5, 6 band members. They've got a nice sultry, soulful voice. They got some winds. They got some great instruments, and just a really neat a local band who's really making a name for themselves all over the nation, but they just happen to be from Charleston, West Virginia. I know you love our headliner tonight at 7:45, taking center stage on the Schoenbaum stage for 2 45-minute sets. Remember Jones. You know him a little bit, probably better than I do, but I've listened to some of his music this week. Very unique, very one of a kind, very soulful. He's a pop singer, but he's also a band leader. Mm-hmm. He tells stories. He dresses very colorfully, almost like a Prince look or a Liberace look. He's very colorful with his, and he got a huge ensemble behind him. Winds and drums and percussions, and sometimes he has as many as 8, 9, 10, 12, 15, 20 band members. I don't know how many band members he will have tonight, but he does his own original music. He is one of our national acts. His real first name is Anthony. I won't tell you his last real name, but maybe he doesn't want you to know that.
You can't pronounce his last name.
I can't pronounce it. Anthony is his first name, and of course, his stage name is Remember Jones. I look forward to his show. I think it's going to be just one of those, could be in the makings of one of those epic nights. You know, we've had about, I say 5 to 10 epic nights in the history of the Levy, and this could be one because of the weather, the music, just his whole ensemble and what he does and his just entertaining factor.
Right.
And then, of course, you throw in the fact that we have some great food vendors, and you can get just about anything you want down there and get you a spirited beverage, or make sure you're hydrated with water because it is going to be a little warm. We have some other sponsors that are setting up. They sell some things. There's just a bunch of things to go and visit while you're down there. Even chance to jump into a great big 18-wheeler tractor trailer. They're just down there. There's all kinds of fun things to do. Again, my line, I don't care if you're 4 or 104, or 44,
why
like Amanda, or 34.
Because
I love you.
104.
34 is what I meant to say.
Well, that's not right either, but I'll take that and run with it.
It'll be a great night, Jim, again. And don't forget the 50-50 going on. You
50-50.
Raise a lot of money.
Our tagline, Dave, you're right. Thanks for that. Our tagline is the Levy's Great Fun for a Great Cause. We've always helped these 5 inner city charities each and every week. RCCR, Work Sullivan, Sojourner Shelter, again, one of the YW programs, Man a Meal, and Covenant House. And volunteers from one of those charities will be there tonight. selling 50-50 chances. So it's complimentary and free to come to the levee. We just ask that you pull a buck or two out and buy a 50-50 chance with these charities. We give away the 50-50 drawing about 8:35. I enlist a couple of children to help me read the number. Because of your generosity and your kindness, folks, we've raised $112,000 in the last 17 seasons plus this year. So continue to support that. Last week, I think we gave away about $450, so we sold $900 worth. Sometimes people give it back. Sometimes they keep it. Your choice. It's your money. It's whatever you want to do with it. We also want to thank our sponsors. It takes a village to put this thing together. Moses Auto Group as our title sponsor. Lou Wendell, we love Lou, and Michael Wendell. Brewer and Company, been with us all 18 seasons. Want to thank all the media, but especially West Virginia Radio Corporation and WCHS Talk Radio 58. And this program right here. Thanks to Dave Allen. Thank you, Dave.
All right, man. It's always a pleasure to have you here. We'll talk to you again next week.
Enjoy your trip to L.A.
I will. Heading down to the homeland today, L.A.
I follow you. You've been down there a lot.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel a twang coming back.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. But,
Enjoy. Be safe. We'll see everybody tonight.
And that's a good way for me to kind of segue into this because, I will be down in L.A. Our sister stations, 107.3 KAZ and 96.1 KWS, teaming up with the sponsor of our show, Thornhill Auto Group. Thornhill Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're going to be down there doing a live broadcast on our two country stations today between 4 and 6. And so you can stop by and register for tickets to see Keith Urban, who's going to be coming in concert to the Coliseum and Convention Center in October. And we're going to be giving away tickets.
Keith's coming here, right? Yeah. Have I heard that? I should know that, right?
Yeah. First
name basis. Keith is coming, my boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Hello.
He says, say hello to Nikki while you're there.
Hey, Nick.
All right. So stop by and see us today. Jim, thanks
a lot. Pretty picture. Let's get one.
Yeah, they're doing selfies over here. Well, I tell you, we're in the Parmar Store Studio, and it's been a busy week for Parmar. They took over a new store in Huntington, 1002 9th Avenue. They've also opened up a grocery store in Richwood, the all-new Mountaineer Mart Pick Pack. And today, breaking ground on a brand-new store at the Appalachian Outpost in Logan. That's the former Riddle Mall. Groundbreaking set for 2 o'clock. Public invited to attend. If it's not a Parmar store near you now, there will be soon. BT, Amanda, Caitlin, and me, we're doing Friday Funhouse. We're back after this.
I could take 18 pictures like this.
Well, they take selfies. It's 580 Live. On the voice of Charleston, WCHS.
I'm getting Scooby Slobbers over here.
The brand new Generations Physical Therapy for Nitro and Cross Lanes is an Eric J. Tarr family business. Speak directly to your local physical therapist at generationspt.com.
Spring is in the air, and at Thornhill GM Superstore, we have your cure for spring fever. It's a sport utility spring at Thornhill. Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to find new roads to the Thornhill Motor Mile and get you a new 2022 Chevy Equinox with 0% APR for 16 months or $1,000 cash allowance. Or a new 2022 Chevy Trailblazer with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Life is better in a Chevy SUV. Find out why and tag your new SUV at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com or in person, US 119 Chapmanville. The road to total savings starts with Thornhill.
I'm qualified through GM Financial. See Thornhill for all details.
Taylor Books, a place of exploration for over 27 years, featuring literature for all ages, fresh food and coffee, fine art and craft gallery, and live music every weekend. The current art exhibit is a retrospective of the 30-year career of Roane County potter Joe Lung, with over 80 examples of his meticulously crafted black and white porcelain pots. June has great live music performers on Friday and Saturday evenings, and Saturday mornings at 10:30, they offer storytime fun, too. See more online at taylorbooks.com.
Poca Valley Bank, your community bank, is ready to serve you for all of your banking and financial needs. Poca Valley Bank has been serving customers in your community since 1908. Stop by one of their 8 convenient locations in Elkview, Sissonville, Poca, Winfield, Glendenin, Spencer, Walton, and now Kanawha City, and let them become your community bank. Visit Poca Valley online at pocavalleybank.com to learn more about their personal and business services. Poca Valley Bank, where relationships matter. Member FDIC.
Trading in your business fleet or personal vehicle for a new one? Donate your used vehicle to Good News Mountaineer Garage and get the best tax deduction possible and the satisfaction of knowing your donation changed the life of someone in need. Good News Mountaineer Garage repairs donated vehicles and provides them to qualified West Virginia families, giving them access to employment, safe and affordable housing, health care, and other vital necessities, and putting them on the road to economic independence. Call 1-866-GIVE-CAR today for Good News Mountaineer Garage.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
2 minutes away from 10. Of course, so many things going on in the Charleston area this weekend. The Wine and Jazz Festival also going on. The Fun for the Arts and Spillman Thomas Battle presenting the Wine and Jazz Music Festival on the line at the University of Charleston. Tomorrow from 3 to 10, tickets are $40. Get your tickets at funfortheartswv.com or on the festival website, festivalcharleston.com. They can also be purchased at the wine shop at the Capital Market or at the gate the day of the festival, which, again, is tomorrow. I am being told, because, you know, I'm not a movie guy, and BT, I'm a little bit disappointed in you that you didn't know this. My good friend Jim Workman from Wally and Wimpy's, just escaped me there, the Wally and Wimpy's football publication that we all look forward to, which is, by the way, available at your local Parmar store. Scuba Steve is from the Adam Sandler movie Big Daddy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I've seen Big Daddy, but I just did not remember
it's
that.
It's been a minute.
I'm really, let me back up a second. We talk a little bit about language on this show from time to time. Can we please talk about this phrase, a minute? It's been a minute. This is something new.
I have no idea, like the etymology.
This is something new that you kids have started doing.
I think it's social algebra.
And it's been a minute since I've seen this, when entirely that changes the whole meaning of the sentence. It's not been a minute. It's been several minutes.
It's been ages.
Please explain to me where this comes from.
It's a placeholder. It's like the X in algebra.
But why can't you just say it's been a while? It's been a long time.
That's a question for
somebody
else. Because
yesterday, I was traveling for my other job yesterday, and I was talking to a young person, probably around Caitlin's age, and I was talking to him, and I was talking to this, I was in Nicholas County, and I was talking to this young man, and in the course of a conversation, in about 5 minutes, he said, yeah, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. Well, it's like, okay, well, has it been a minute, or has it been a long time? Because they don't mean the same thing. Which one is it? Caitlin, help.
He's spinning his wheel.
You got to do the insert Simpsons meme of old man yelling at a cloud. Because that's literally what you're doing right now.
I just don't understand where that came from. It's been a minute. It's been a minute. What the hell does that mean? It's been a minute.
Again, let me ask, you're a Gen X?
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
So you are on the older end of a Gen X, and I'm on the younger end of a Gen X.
Well, and I'm right there in between the two of you.
So... I'm okay with saying it.
I don't.
And I've picked it up and I say it. Obviously, you are not okay.
I don't care. It's not that. It's just, I just want to know why somebody decided to completely one day change the meaning of a sentence and say, you know what? Instead of saying it's been a while,
long time.
I'm going to say it's been a minute, which is the exact opposite of what you mean.
I have no. It's like
people, I don't know if you've noticed like how lazy saying, speech has gotten. Over
it's like
the
people
past
saying
decades,
literally anymore. Literally anymore means figuratively. It's stupid.
And I have noticed when I talk to a lot of young people, and I interview younger people from time to time on the show, that when you ask a question, and it's not, I've noticed not just not on my show, but also in other interview segments as well, when you ask someone a question, they start every sentence with "sure." Have you noticed that? Caitlin, you engineer the show. Have you noticed
sure,
how many people say sure? I ask you a question. I say, so Amanda, tell us about this project. Sure. It's been going on for everything starts with sure.
No,
now.
I have not.
No, I'll tell you what bugs
one.
Me is the people that you ask questions and every single answer begins with so.
Yeah.
It's Dave like just said so question, like five times in a row. So, I was going to mention that.
So
it's just filler words. I mean, we've always had those.
In radio, we call them crutches.
Yeah, well, and
every language has them, right. too, which is kind of cool.
And somewhere during my generation, actually probably before my generation, people started saying that something was bad when they meant it was good. That goes well back before me.
Right.
So it's always been here. But I'm old, and I yell at clouds, and I say, you know, get off my lawn, and it hurts when I pee.
Literally bothers me, because I feel when I use the word literally now, people want to call me on it. And I'm like, no, the straw is literally red.
Yeah. That's, you know, like, what I mean? That's such a like kind of like 2000s thing.
That
though.
That bothers
yes,
me.
But,
a lot of younger, like
say,
my kids don't say literally.
The fact that you just said it's such a 2000 thing means that it means BT and Chicky, we are getting we're getting very old.
I
don't want to have that conversation.
And
probably.
I'm the oldest person in the room.
I
here.
Feel it.
Text says, Dave, we've always said it's been a spell.
It's been a spell.
That's great. That's some Appalachian algebra.
That's right real
there. That is for real.
You know, my grandfather used to, he would tell me that he said, don't say or It makes you sound stupid.
That's my worst. That's my crutch right there.
Don't say He said it makes whoever says it, it makes you sound stupid. Don't say it. Don't fill your sentences with
Did he at one time at all during telling you that say, Amanda, don't
No.
But there's kind of, there's actually studies that have been kind of shown that people who do use those filler words honestly score higher on a
lot of
tests.
Because they think about what they're saying.
Because what those filler words are there for is to kind of like stop your sentences so your brain can catch up.
My grandfather spent hours and hours and hours teaching me the proper way to enunciate how now, brown cow.
Oh, like My Fair Lady?
Yeah.
In the movie My Fair Lady?
Yeah. That one.
We had teachers that say ain't's not a word.
Oh.
Ain't's a word.
Absolutely.
It is a word.
A lot of, and we've had this conversation before, but a lot of like our dialect here in the Appalachian area comes from like super old English, like Shakespearean English.
Mm-hmm.
So those conjuncture words that people come up with like ain't and y'all, those are going back to like the motherland of England from the 1600s.
Get upset.
And like, I challenge anyone that says anything is not a word. It is.
You just said it. It's a word. You know, whether you like it or
not.
We
made it a word.
And can I just say this about my producer, Caitlin? Caitlin was off. She had an illness. We were without Caitlin for about a week. And she came back on Monday. And all week I said, do you feel like going on the air yet? She's like, no, I just don't think so. And now you two come in and look at her. She's like bubbling over here. So apparently it was just me that she didn't want to be around.
No, I feel a lot better now. I'm not afraid to say it. I had coronavirus for last week, and it wasn't too bad. The worst day was Monday. I hit a fever of 103. But once I broke that, I was in the clear. Just had like a really bad head cold. And now I feel a lot better.
You know what I'm going to say, VT?
What's that?
She's got a fever
of 100.
And the only thing that...
More cowbell.
More cowbell.
I thought she was going to say, I've got a fever of 103 from Hot-Blooded, but from Foreigner. That's where my mind went, because that's what. But we're glad to have you back, glad you're feeling better. And let me just say that Caitlin was vaccinated and was boosted, and that's probably why her symptoms weren't worse than what they were.
Worse than they were, yeah.
And so, so we appreciate and good to have you back.
Yeah, I'm very lucky to not have had it as bad as most people have. So if you're still unvaccinated, I would suggest doing it, because even that one day was terrible for me.
Even that one day was, I just wanted to
die.
That
one day, because I don't get sick normally. It was like, I had the chills. They were electrifying.
Multiplying.
Yeah. Me and Amanda went the same way.
Text.
We're kind of the same person.
Proof Pharmacy text line. Well, Dave, like everything else, you are really late to it's been a minute party. Yeah, that's true. What they're saying is that I'm always behind the times here.
That's what he's saying is it took you a minute to get on
board.
It
took you a minute to jump on that.
All right. So, like, you know. Yeah. Well, that's one of my
That was like 90s, though. Like,
you know,
Valley Girl. Yeah.
So I get a text here that says that PowerPoint.
Oh,
actually, this text actually came from my wife. She said PowerPoint has a coach feature to record you and give feedback about filler words, enunciation, pitch, and such.
Fabulous.
Unless you're Appalachian, and then that program just locks up.
You know, I've wanted Grammarly for years. But, I mean, it's expensive. It's like 80-something. I don't know how much it is. But I'm not going to pay that. I don't know. Anyway, I don't write that many things.
Just get the generic version. It's.
I mean, I would like to think that my English education will like kick in when it needs to. But that Grammarly app is pretty sweet.
And what turns you into like a grammar Nazi, pretty much, or
it just like it goes in and corrects or shows you different ways to like word.
So like a concentration camp for slack jaws.
But see, I have pretty good when I write, I have very good English.
So for writing purposes.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
I'm going to call my next album Concentration Camp for Slack Jaws.
You guys.
951.
Ease up.
580 Live is brought to you by the Charleston Dirty Birds. They are your hometown baseball team. Go to dirtybirdsbaseball.com for all their promotions.
Dirty Birds, I can't get over it.
And things of that. Yeah, it's things of that nature. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more to get to right after this from the Parmar Store Studio. It's 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
The brand new Generations Physical Therapy for Nitro and Cross Lanes is now open. Get your appointment at generationspt.com.
At
with the old, in with the new.
Your fresh start is waiting this spring on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Spring into savings at Thornhill GM Superstore and tag your new 2022 Buick SUV.
Featuring Encore, Encore GX, Envision, and Enclave.
With available 0% APR on these and most GMC models.
For well-qualified buyers.
Swing into spring with safety, performance, and luxury for all lifestyles. Well-equipped with our Thornhill Value Plus warranty.
Long-term coverage plus. Tag your ride. Shop all qualifying offers and get to know the new Buick and GMC at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com. We are professional grade.
For qualified through GM Financial, see Thornhill for all details.
Quality that's through the roof. T-Bay Roofing.
T-Bay Roofing is now your certified GAF Master Elite Contractor for the Kanawha Valley. That means when T-Bay installs your new GAF roofing system, it comes with a GAF Golden Promise warranty for up to 50 years. And it's even transferable once to the next homeowner.
Quality that's through the roof. T-Bay Roofing.
Put your trust in the Kanawha Valley's premier roofing contractor. Get started with a free call to 844-PRO-ROOF, and T-Bay will get you a free estimate within 24 hours. Remember, each T-Bay roof comes with a GAF Golden Pledge warranty for up to 50 years. That's 844-PRO-ROOF, and find out more at tbayroofing.com.
Quality that's through the roof, T-Bay Roofing.
Presented by RX by Tel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's West Side. Proud to bring you RX by Pack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
7 minutes away from 10. If you're not satisfied with the current pharmacy, check out RX by Tel on the west side. Ask them about their RX by Packs. Those are pre-filled pouch systems which divide up your prescription doses perfectly as prescribed by your doctor. RX by Tel on the west side. They are your neighborhood pharmacy. All right. I got this little bit of news here. I like to, you know, kind of call this the news of the random one. I just go, and I know you guys are going to be here, and I just go pick these things out of the interweb world and throw them out there to see what you guys think about it. I got Amanda here. I got BT here, and I've got our producer, Kate. Murphy. 7 in 10 Americans, kids, say that they have snacks with them at all times. 7 in 10 Americans say they have snacks with them at all times. Amanda,
does that include like in my belly?
No, I mean you're packing snacks, girl. Do you have snacks with you of some kind at all times?
If we're talking about in my car, like I don't have one on me now, but I guess I just threw my drink out.
Well, I was going to say you had the vanilla chai whatever all over you a minute ago. But just...
All over me, yeah. Oh. A good bit at the time, yes.
Okay, you do have something.
I have the old person low blood sugar thing going on, mm-hmm. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much, and I'm a pack rat, so. Yeah, I have like, I guess I do.
Seven and ten of us do.
I guess I do.
BT?
You know, oddly, the fat guy is the one guy that doesn't constantly carry snacks. I mean, doesn't mean I'm not constantly snacking.
Yeah.
I guess I don't pack them.
Believe it or not, as big a foodie as I am not a big snack person. I eat basically.
I would rather have a steak.
I eat three meals a day, and I very rarely ever snack in between.
I eat once. I eat in the afternoon, and that's when I eat. But if I start getting like a bad headache, you know, I get headaches. If I start getting a headache or something, I'll eat like a snack and see if that does whatever. I don't know. Like cheese and peanut butter crackers are kind of a weakness for me, and granola bars. Yeah. It's just I've always.
All right, Caitlin, what about you?
I don't snack much either, honestly. So and then I don't carry a bag. I just carry my wallet, phone, and keys.
Okay, so...
You don't carry your wallet, phone, and keys in something? You just have three random things?
Yeah, just in my pockets, really. I don't like purses. I'm not a big purse person. I like kind of like body bags, like kind of like the fanny pack of this generation.
I bought a fanny pack the other day!
But, like, our generation doesn't wear them, like,
here we go.
The 90s fanny packs. We wear them, like, across.
Oh, a crossbody. It's the same thing.
What about man purses? That's what I carry. I've carried a man purse for years.
I like man purses. I think man purses are awesome.
I carry, like, you know, laptops and iPads and
good chargers.
Like messenger bags are hot too.
Everything I have. So all right. So of the 7 in 10 Americans, apparently Amanda does carry snacks. BT and Dave don't, and Caitlin doesn't. So I guess we're a tip. All right. I got to get this in for our friends at Hussons. All right. This June special of the month at Hussons: a large pepperoni pizza, a large pepperoni pizza with cheese sticks, only $19.99. To order online or takeout or delivery, find your nearest Hussons. Go to HustonsPizza.com. How are you guys at remembering names? I'm going to start. Here's why I say this.
Who are you again?
There is a... All right. Okay, Steve. There is a new report from Kansas State that says we could remember names if we just cared a little more. The experts at Kansas State say the level of interest...
I am heartless, apparently.
The experts at Kansas State say the level of interest you have in a person determines whether or not you will remember their name later. Caitlin, how are you at remembering names?
In trouble.
My friends will be talking about people we went to high school with, and they'll just say their names, and I'm like, who is that? And they're like, you went to school with them for over 4 years, and you don't remember them? And I'm like, at this point, no. And granted, it's been... I think I'm coming up on my 5-year anniversary of graduating high school now. So I'm 5 years out from high school.
Wow.
Five? Wow. That's a big milestone.
How those memories fade after.
But seriously, five it does. I don't remember people's names or faces
from
high school.
I'm the exact opposite. I can tell you who the kid was that I had, you know, math class with in seventh grade, but I can't tell you the person I just met out on the street. I don't know.
I remember no one.
I don't know.
There's like five people that
I remember.
I remember the names of the deviants.
But
it wasn't about caring. It was about they did things that were memorable.
All right.
So, I remember the names of people that picked on me, and that's essentially it.
What about modern day? If you meet somebody revenge. Now, like, and I'm the world's worst about it because I will meet somebody and then I run into them a couple weeks later, and I'll say, "Well, it's nice to meet you." And I say, "Yeah, I met you 2 weeks ago," and I'm horrible at that.
I don't think he knew my name for like the first 2 weeks I produced for him. he just called me that girl.
I did not call you. I called you the kid. Which is kind of probably disrespectful, and I'll probably get a call up to HR for calling you the kid.
Now,
but I'll still call
if
you the
kept
kid.
Your mouth shut.
Text says, in a quick turn of events, Dave just used the term foodie. That's very millennial. I didn't know that was... Is that a millennial term? Well, you're not a millennial. Okay. You just said, I carry like you know. I'm the first to admit that I say you know a lot. I mean, I do say you know a lot, and I do a lot. I do all that stuff. So, it's been fun, kids.
Aww.
Miss Amanda, thank you. Thank you for coming in, and thank you for spilling vanilla chai on Jimmy Strong.
I'm
and
so
all
glad that
place.
I made you guys laugh. It was, yeah. And I still have that taste in my mouth because it went up my nose. It's awesome.
Final words. Those are great.
BT, thank you very much.
Can't top that.
Thank you very much for being
here.
Thanks for having me. Enjoy all the festival. I'm live on the levee and everything going on. Caitlin Murphy, great to have you back, kid. And I'm glad that you're able to speak again. We got to go. Coming up on Monday, it's another regatta show. Brian Hughes from 13 is going to be here talking about the regatta, which is going to be all the talk next week. Not every show, but next week it is. Hoppy in the news coming up. Follow the news today at WVMetroNews.com and WCHSNetwork.com. And go adopt Scuba Steve. We'll see you Monday. Till then, have fun and love somebody.
CHS AM, 96.5 FM Charleston, and 104.5 Cross Lane on WVRC Media Station. We're proud to live here, too.